Well, it's the culmination of really years of work, thousands of public input during the process, and a lot of individuals who believed in the project really since 2016, when we put together the first business plan and strategic plan to move the project forward. And so here we are today, having completed our phase one fundraising goal, which is really to construct the park. And so it's a big celebration that we've actually reached this milestone and are ready to move forward with construction.
And how, when will that happen?
Well, our board took a vote just yesterday. And so we'll begin mobilizing immediately in the parking lot. So by July, you might see some activity down in the Cox Street parking lot, the future site of Town Branch Park. But we'll have a public celebration, official groundbreaking later this summer. So construction mobilization will begin immediately and should go through spring of 25.
This park project has gotten a lot of attention, obviously, but there's still people that probably, you know, don't have their arms completely around what it's going to offer. So give me the laundry list.
Yeah, I think it's hard to envision, you know, we're standing in the parking lot right now, and it's hard to envision this space as being this beautiful green oasis in the heart of downtown. But, you know, based on the input of so many people, we have a really rich programming plan centered around key assets in the park. So we've talked about the Great Lawn and State of the Art stage that'll hold about 4,000 people in the Great Lawn, and a really State of the Art stage, as I said, that can hold everything from accommodate our local arts organizations all the way up to a national touring act. So that's certainly something we're excited about, and a lot of folks are excited about. There'll be a play area, both a water play area and a more traditional hardscape play area in the heart of the park. A dog park that serves both small dogs and large dogs in separate spaces. And of course, we're restoring the stream bank of Town Branch Creek is really a centerpiece of the park. It already daylights in the parking lot, but we're able to really restore that stream bank, bring back the native planting, and hopefully native habitat.
And as far as what you just mentioned in terms of the amenities of the park, will that kind of come in phases too then?
The construction will, but our announcement today is that we are prepared, we have secured the funds to cover the entire construction of the park. And really that was our goal all along. We didn't want to build in phases. We thought that all of the plans for the park were important and it was going to be hard to do in terms of construction in phasing. So we've raised money to build toward the design that the public has already seen. And so everything they've seen and that we've talked about and we've been celebrating for the last several years, we're prepared to construct.
So just to make sure on that, so I guess what used to be referred to sometimes as an amphitheater, but the performance area, the play area, the dog park, they'll kind of all be built about the same time then?
Yes. So, we're changing 11 acres of a parking lot, currently just asphalt, into this green space. So there's a lot of site work that happens first. We got to get the asphalt out of here, bring in good, rich dirt that can handle our great lawns that'll be highly utilized and activated, but also all the plantings. I mean, we're bringing in over 400 trees to this space, thousands of plants and flowers. And so we've got to bring in good, rich soil that can accommodate that. And then we'll start building more the infrastructures that you'll see. So the play equipment, the building for the stage and back of house, all of that will happen a little bit later. The first things you'll see is really just earthwork.
Okay. And what, way to maybe have a second. From the kind of the inception of the idea until where we stand today, as far as the benefits to the community, have those changed? I mean, how do you see the benefits?
Really, from the beginning, at least of this organization, the nonprofit that's overseeing this project, we've tried to think of the project both in really focusing on five areas. We've tried to think about how we're impacting the environment, both in how we're constructing it, but how we plan to operate it, and are we being good stewards? Obviously, transforming 11 acres of asphalt to a green oasis has environmental benefits to our downtown in and of itself, but also in how we operate. So are we good stewards in the environment? Are we connecting people and places? So being really a trailhead to Town Branch Trail and the Commons in the heart of downtown, we want to connect people to other assets in our community and celebrate those. We want to create community. We know from the pandemic that we all crave spaces, outdoor spaces that bring us all together. I think that really highlighted that for so many people, and we gained a new appreciation for our parks and public spaces. And so we see a downtown urban central park as a unique way to bring people together from all over our community and to interact in ways they may never or might not otherwise. We also are obviously interested in the health, and so having this space and people in the outdoors is healthy. We know that. And then those pillars are all the things, and the last one being economic development. We know that spaces like Town Branch Park from our peer cities that have already done this spur economic development and are become an economic engine where we bring people downtown, and it gives the downtown a stickiness factor. You might come to an event at Rupp Arena or to Farmers Market and then come hang out in the park and linger. And that lingering effect we know creates economic development. People shop, they eat, the longer they stay in the downtown. And we also think in that regard it creates opportunities for people to live downtown. Folks who have children or dogs might not otherwise see downtown as a viable option for living, and now they will, we hope.